Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you? Blue Monday. Got to work, plan to sleep all day.
It is The Savage Nation on Blue Monday before Thanksgiving. Well, to some, he's Obama-stein, hiding in Myanmar. Used to be known as Burma. Him and Hillary are hiding from the Benghazi hearings. Good place to hide underneath the Golden Buddha. So to some, he's Obama-stein. To others, he's just fine. For me, I see we've gone from the pilgrims to pillheads in just a few generations. And to me, Obama is a left-wing fundamentalist. And instead of pardoning Thanksgiving turkeys, I believe Obama should pardon Captain Michael Behena and all the other soldiers and Marines locked up at Fort Leavenworth, owing to politicians going back to Bush. But that's just my dream. Pardon the soldiers, not the turkeys. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Again, we begin with newspapers because I like newspapers. I may revitalize newspapers in the United States of America. Newspapers, as you well know, give you, you know, one side of the story. The Internet gives you the other side of the story. There's rarely a story about the scandals or the corruption of the Obama administration. It's all Democrat good, Republican bad. And for that reason, it makes excellent show preparation for me. Plus, I like the smell of the ink on my fingers. So I have three papers today, the New York Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, and a local newspaper, the Marin Independent Journal, to show you how far journalism has fallen. Let's begin with the old standard bearer, the old York Times. Let's look at the front page together, and I'll ask you some questions. You can call me, of course, as I discuss these topics at 855-400-SAVAGE. I have the number somewhere else. 855-400-SAVAGE. I don't know the exact numbers. They're somewhere. Here we go. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America. I especially want to hear from someone in Youngstown, Ohio tonight because I had a caller from Youngstown a few weeks ago when I first started on Cumulus. And she said, Mike, we call it a Youngstown tune-up? Very funny line. Love that one. Never know what you're going to hear next when you get west of the Hudson River. Front page of the New York Times, Gaza clash escalates with deadliest Israeli strike. Again, the victims are Palestinians, and the evil fascists are the Jews. It gets even more comedic when you actually read the headline that follows the headline. The subhead is, Brigades That Fire on Israel Are Showing a New Discipline, by Jody Rudoran in the New York Times. Now, the word brigades goes back to the Spanish Civil War, which is why the New York Times is so excited about it. To them, they're reliving the glories of the 1930s when the communist brigades fought the Franco-fascists. So they had the storyline set now for 70 years. And anyone who's in a brigade, who's wearing a bandana around his head, who sets buses on fire with Jewish children in it, is a good person. And when the Jews finally fight back and kill those who were setting their women and children on fire, why, they're the fascists. An emboldened Hamas makes demands. Netanyahu digs in. Notice again, look at the headline. Emboldened Hamas, that's a positive thing, makes demands. Netanyahu digs in. He's the animal. He's just a dog who's digging in. On the left side of the old York Times, investors rush to beat threat of higher taxes. Let's think about that. Investors rush to beat threat of higher taxes. So what's the point? You mean they're making a mistake by not wanting to give the government all of their income? Investors rush to beat threat of higher taxes? Maneuvers aim to cash in investments under lower rates, by Nathaniel Popper and Nelson D. Schwartz of the Old York Times. So what are they implying? That they shouldn't beat the threat of higher taxes? They should just turn it over to Obama-stein? Is that what they should say? Just turn all your money over to Obama-stein? Now, we have a screaming, funny soundbite that I may as well do right now, which is Nancy Pelosi, one of the richest women in the world, who has made her fortune has gone up about tenfold since she joined the government, maybe a hundredfold, I don't really know. And she, of course, is for the poor. She's a, well, let us say a Robin Hood. She's a Robin Hoodette, and she says that she will not compromise on taxing the rich. What I don't understand about all these rich libs is why don't they just give all their money to the Democrats, since that's what they want to do. A character by the name of Paul Krugman, who I never heard of, he's some academic crank who works for the New York Times, says that we should be taxed at 91% of our income. 91%. He said, let's go back to the 50s and bring back the 91% tax rate, says this unknown individual. I don't know who he is. He's posing with a beard and a kitten, the Twinkie Manifesto in the New York Times. And he goes back to the 50s, and he tries to argue how much more fair things were in the 1950s when people were paying a 91% tax. Well, isn't it interesting, and isn't it ironic, to use a liberal phrase? They love the word ironic. Isn't it ironic that suddenly the Bolsheviks are harking back to the 1950s? Because whenever I hark back to the 1950s, it's about the fact that my mother could walk to the corner store without being raped or molested, because the streets were safer, because the police had more powers, and the criminals were afraid to come into our neighborhood. But they would then call me a name if I said that. But when he harks back to the 50s, it's somehow a good thing. So let's say we've neutralized each other's nostalgia for the moment. What he's not talking about in the 1950s, when there was a high-tax, strong union decade, is quite simple. We had just won World War II. What was different in the 1950s? Well, there was an awful lot of differences. For one, we had a huge manufacturing base in America. For one, we were, by and large, energy independent in the United States of America. We were drilling oil. We had factories producing things. And consequently, it was a different nation. There's another big difference. The country was not flooded with illegal aliens sucking our systems dry. We didn't have to educate foreigners, non-citizens who didn't speak English. If they came here, they had to learn English to go to our schools. We didn't have to learn Spanish to teach them in our English-speaking schools. So, you see, this is what I mean about everything is upside down. Liberalism is a mental disorder, as I pointed out 5 books ago. And it's the only thing that explains all of their insanities. They hearken back to the 50s, calling for 91% tax rate, saying it was a great time because everything was unionized, and they have no conception of what else was going on in the country at that time. Back on Hill, Ryan remains a fiscal force. Philosopher of budget becomes negotiator. I was against Ryan from the day they picked the stooge. I'm against Ryan now. It's one of the reasons that Romney lost, is because he picked a boring guy who may be a nice man. I don't really know him. I don't believe any politicians are any nicer or any worse than anyone else. The wrong choice. If Romney and the Republican old guard had picked Rubio, he probably would have had 5% more of the Hispanic vote. It would have been a lot more votes. If he had picked a woman such as Jan Brewer, he might have had even more votes. But the Republicans were stuck with their imagery, and they couldn't get away from it. Below that is a picture of our president with Hillary Rodham Clinton hiding in plain sight in Bangkok, Thailand. President Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton began an Asian trip at one of Bangkok's famous sites. Later, he became the first United States president to visit Myanmar, used to be known as Burma. Touring president reclining Buddha. Of course, you know why Clinton and Obama are there. They're hiding. They're hiding not only from the Benghazi debacle, but they're also hiding from the Middle East, which is blown up in their face. A few more stories on the face of the Savage Nation before we move on to the other newspapers of the day. Here's one for those of you into body imagery. Again, New York Times front page and Open News for, Monday. Muscular body image lures boys into gym and obsession. And then we read from Douglas Quinquua. And that's not a cereal, it's a man's name. Douglas Quinquua. It is not just girls these days who are consumed by an unattainable body image. Take David Abushkir. At age 15, he started lifting weights for 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Now that he is a senior at Fort Hamilton High School in Brooklyn, he has been adding protein bars and shakes to his diet to put on muscle without gaining fat. Now, so far, I haven't heard anything in the article that's kind of bad. So what is he doing that's wrong? He's not staying at home waiting for Obamacare to buy him a medical marijuana subscription prescription? What is wrong with these people? So boys who are lifting weights 6 days a week, taking protein bars and shakes to put on muscle without gaining fat is a bad thing to the schmucks at the New York Times. And they did a survey of the 2,800 boys in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And they say it's a national phenomenon, is that boys are, well, can you believe it? they're exercising regularly with the goal of looking muscular. We can't have that in a nation that's supposed to be feminized by the year 2025. Boys, don't you understand? You're violating the protocols of the liberal. You're not supposed to look like Adonis. You're supposed to look not like Samson, but like Delilah. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Here's a little traffic, southbound 280, connected to southbound 87. That's where the accident is. Three cars, it's got the right lane blocked. Have a stall, southbound 101 at Embarcadero. Looks like that's got the white right lane blocked. Still the heaviest traffic trying to get into San Francisco, all because of the Monday Night Football game. Residual now. Westbound 80, slow along the east shore. Bay Bridge Toll Plaza backed up, and it's stop and go into San Francisco on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. I'm Dave Houck, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
This Thanksgiving, you buy the turkey. Let Joseph A. Bank take care of the dressing. With 60% off all suits, sport coats, and outerwear, and 40% off almost anything else in the store. Then, take an extra 25% off your total purchase of $150 or more. Now, through Wednesday only, that's 60% off the regular price of all Joseph A. Bank suits, sport coats, and outerwear, including our luxurious cashmere top coats and leather jackets. Works collection not included. And almost everything else in the store is 40% off regular price. Then, we'll take an extra 25% off your total at the register when you spend $150 or more. Gift cards not included. So make this your best-dressed Thanksgiving ever. Now through Wednesday only at Joseph A. Bank.
10 locations downtown and Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street. Also in Mill Valley, Palo Alto, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, and in Brentwood.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
The very people who keep nominating moderates now call us purists, the way the left calls us purists.
Mark Levin.
Yeah, things like liberty and property rights, individual sovereignty, the Constitution, and capitalism. We're purists now. And we have to hear this crap from conservatives or pseudo-conservatives and Republicans. It's called tyranny.
Weekdays at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
That's what it is.
Do you wish your investment advisor was more interested in providing advice than in selling you financial products? The feeling's mutual. And would you like them to actively manage your account and keep you informed instead of chasing them for...
Some invisible communist, or Bolshevik, which is a better word, at the New York Times, or any of Kligman, says that we should be taxed at 91%, that we should live more like the executives did in the 1950s. Well, how about the politicians of today living like they did in the 1950s? Let us start with Nancy Pelosi. Would she live the large life she lives if we went back to the rather austere lifestyle of the 50s for Fortune 500 executives? How did politicians live in the 50s? Did they have the perks they have today? So if you want to start attacking those of us who actually make things or produce things that others want and earn a good living, I think you really want to start looking very carefully at those in the media, for example, and why a gutter rat like Al Sharpton would be paid over $1 million a year. It's only because he keeps the marchers outside of the building instead of inside the building. I mean, the man has no education. No one knows if he's really a reverend. And yet, of course, he's a useful tool of the General Electric Corporation, which pays almost zero income tax, the last I checked. And, of course, if you hire those who might march outside your headquarters and give them $1 million a year, I would say it's pretty good. If you're saving a few hundred million dollars in taxes and you hire those who can jawbone the public into thinking that they really care about the poor and you pay them $1 million a year, that's a good bargain. That's how it works. Let's take some callers on the Savage Nation on all the topics I have touched on. Again, I started by reading the old York Times front page. And believe me, it's the best show prep ever. Others will try it now because they're floundering in the business. They don't know where to go. They're conservative fundamentalists, which is okay. It's a good thing to be a conservative fundamentalist, to fight the communist fundamentalists like Obama. But it makes for horrible radio. I've decided that a strident show is not a good show. It's one thing to be angry in the midst of a symphony, to reach a crescendo in the midst of a symphony. But if you're constantly at the crescendo level throughout the entire symphony, it becomes not a symphony, but a screed. And so therefore, I'm not going to give you a screed. Okay? 855-400-7282. Let's go to Youngstown, Ohio. Daniel, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, calling in from Youngstown, just like you asked. A long-time listener. I'm really glad to pick you up here locally. I actually used to listen to you out in Virginia on WRVA. And actually, when I moved back, I could still pick you up at night, although there was
right,
a little bit
let's go to the... Whoa. I don't... Hey, Daniel, what's your point?
You asked for people from Youngstown to call in. I'm calling in.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Do you know anyone who's personally experienced a Youngstown tune-up?
Youngstown tune-up. Probably.
What is a Youngstown tune-up?
Well, you're going to have to, because I didn't catch up.
All right, thanks for the call. No, it was just a throwing in. What happened was I saw a movie, To Kill the Irishman, by Rick Perello. I loved the movie. It was like a sleeper. Danny Green in the War, The Cripple, The Mafia. It's one of the, I loved the movie from the beginning. I fell into what's become like a cult classic. And it was written by Rick Perello, chief of a suburban Cleveland police department. He happens to come from a mafia family. Rick wrote his first book, Into the Murders of His Grandfather and Three Uncles, Mafia Leaders Killed in Prohibition Violence. And Rick wrote this book, To Kill the Irishman. It's my kind of book. The movie was amazing. The guy who plays Danny Green was astounding. But there were some major league actors in the movie as well, which I won't bore you with. So then I got some of his other books. He wrote a book about corn syrup, which I had no idea why corn syrup was an issue out there. I don't have a title. And then he sent me a book that I just got in the mail called Super Thief, A Master Burglar of the Mafia and the Biggest Bank Heist in U.S. History by Rick Perello. I just got them today. They've been sitting in the KSFO studios for me. I don't get my mail but once a month. to Michael Savage. He says, I too got a kick out of Youngstown tune-up. Here is a story you might enjoy. And it's in development for a film set in New Jersey, Ohio, and California. Cheers, Rick. Rick, thank you. So I remember that the show was funny when a woman said Youngstown tune-up. That's all. That's where it came from. I can't wait to read the book when I get around to it. It's neither here nor there. That's all. Let's take some callers on the topics I did talk about earlier on the program. KSFO San Francisco, Jan, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. Thank you for taking my call. I was calling because I'm sick and tired of these liberals saying tax the rich, tax the rich. And actually, I found a video on YouTube by Anthony Robbins that clearly explains the effects of taxing the rich corporations, taxing everything, versus spending less money, because it costs like $8 billion a day for the United States government to work.
The real problem, Pelosi says she will not compromise on taxing the rich, is that she's one of the richest women on earth. So who does she think she's fooling, Jan?
Yeah, I mean, she's just a big old face there, trying to get her votes and trying to get into office so she can milk the people even more.
That's right. Next case. She will not compromise on taxing the rich. She ought to start with herself and her friends on Pacific Heights. She can start with herself, Danielle Steele, her neighbors on Pacific Heights. They should be taxed more. They love a big government. They love helping the illegal alien. They love to live poor, and yet they don't. Explain that to me. Monticello, I can't read it. Monticello, New York. Barry, welcome to the Savage Nation. Monticello, New York. How are you?
The Savage. Monticello, New York.
Wait a minute. Is there Monticello? That's the land of my childhood fun.
I know. Every time you mention that you used to come up in the summers, I relate. And eventually I did move up here. And
Is there still a restaurant up there, Herbie's, with roast pork and garlic bread? They're long gone, right?
Bernie's. It was called
roast
Bernie's.
Pork and
it was
garlic
Herbie's
bread.
Maybe, but they're long
Herbie's,
gone.
Herbie.
Everything is
so
long
Barry,
gone.
Wait a minute, hold on. Whoa, Barry, we're having trouble here because the board op has to pot you down when I'm talking so you can hear me. Barry, this is Michael Savage. What station are you listening to me on in Monticello?
WHAM.
Oh, that's a big one. Not to be confused with the meat product that Muslims can't eat. I'll be right back to take calls from Monticello, New York, and everywhere else in America on the over 150 stations that I'm on right here on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE. Be here or be nowhere.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this. The recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE. Promo code SAVAGE and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Officials say a faulty 3-inch metal flue pipe is suspected cause of an early morning fire at a Guerneville lodge that hospitalized 6 people. 4 adults and 2 children were sent to the hospital, mostly for smoke inhalation. A man who stood atop a county transit bus in San Jose for several hours today was finally persuaded to come down. He reportedly climbed onto the roof when the driver wouldn't take the bus on a different route. KSFO traffic, lots of it around. Still the biggest delays westbound 80 through Berkeley to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Metering lights on and still slow. Upper Deck into San Francisco. Northbound 101 Seminary Drive. We've got a crash being reported. Traffic was already slow from the Richardson Bay Bridge up to Sir Francis Drake. Southbound 880 at Coleman. Actually, just south, we've got a stalled car. Third lane from the left is blocked there. And southbound 101 at San Antonio. Stalled car. That should be out of the way. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. of O.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-320-8657. That's 1-800-320-8657. 1-800-320-8657.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'donnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities, financial planning, and advisory services are offered through Financial Telesis, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. O'Donnell Financial Group, LLC, and Financial Telesis, Inc. are not affiliated.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Sabbath day. So the Bolsheviks are now doubling down on wanting to tax those of us who earn a living because we have a product or a service that others want. And they want us to live at the same level as approximately a decently paid illegal alien who's paying no taxes. The fact of the matter is, there are so many things I could say about this without being overly boring that it's almost not worth saying. Sure, it's easy to say that the rich should live lower so everyone else will live higher. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way at all. The fact of the matter is, at that time, the United States built ships. We built all of our appliances, including televisions, radios, toasters. All electronic goods were made here. All of our clothing was made in the United States. Our cars were built here. Our airplanes were built here. But because of the greedy pig unions that put Obama in power, the very same greedy pig unions drove these industries and the jobs out of business or overseas. And so the article is bogus from top to bottom. And I don't really want to talk about taxes, so I'll go back to the newspaper because it's kind of a boring topic, taxes. The fact of the matter is we all pay plenty of taxes. The only people who don't are those who should. You want to start making it fair and their fair share? Start with those on the bottom 50 who pay no taxes. Start with the illegal aliens who have it like they've never had it before. They come to my beautiful country, they earn a beautiful salary or an hourly, and they don't pay a dime, and they have free medical and free education. Let them start paying their fair share. Let Indian gambling casinos pay their fair share. Let Google pay their fair share. Google pays about 3% of its income in taxes. Are you aware of that? Google, a big friend of Obama. Google was used to get him elected, by the way. Google has an aircraft by the name of model number 767 parked at Moffett Field on a NASA base that has been used by Nancy Pelosi and other bigwig Democrats. They pay no rental fee for the airport, and they pay 3% in taxes. How foolish can you people be if you don't understand the big picture? But the liberal will always think, because liberalism is a mental disorder, that if only those who made more made less, those who make less would make more. They don't understand it. They don't understand it. It's enough with the Youngstown tune-up. So the joke was bad. Let's drop the tune-up already. Once was enough. 1-855-407-282. Let's go to the next newspaper. I haven't gotten to page. I read from Sutra 1 of the New York Times. That would be page 1 to you. We'll call it a sutra because to the liberal, the New York Times is a Bible. What the Quran is to the fundamentalist Muslim, the New York Times is to the fundamentalist Bolshevik in New York City and elsewhere. They read it as though it's the Holy Grail. Touching it, they feel they're touching God. Turning the pages, they feel they're turning the pages of divine inspiration. I only read from Sutra 1 of the Old York Times today, Monday, November 19, 2012. If I turn to Sutra 2, which is actually wonderful to open to, it gets even better, but I'm not ready for Sutra 2 because that has a roundup of the news from around the nation, around the world. I'll get to that in a minute. Instead, I'm going to jump all the way to a local newspaper out here in San Francisco. It's called the Marin Independent Journal. It's not independent. It's not a journal. In fact, it's given away in supermarkets and everywhere else because nobody buys it anymore. But I couldn't help but noting a front page story in the Sutra 1 for the Marin Independent Journal is something about the dipsy. That's a run where people run. Study finds statins may reduce risk of dying from cancer. I don't believe a word of it. I tried statins several times. I did research on it. Statins for a high degree of population causes muscle damage and muscle fatigue that is highly dangerous. So don't buy into this lie that statins are the answer. It's part of the medical-pharmaceutical lie of our time. Moreover, every study I've ever read on statins, and I don't write for a newspaper where I get ads from the pharmaceutical industry, I can read articles independently. Not one article shows that a person who's never had a heart attack will have a lower risk of getting a heart attack if they take statins. The only association between a lower risk of heart attack is amongst those who've already had a heart attack who take statins, except those who live on Staten Island. Because of the flooding, if you take statins on Staten Island, somehow it's diluted. And there's an article here that says Taqueria to close its doors. A popular taqueria at the corner of College Avenue and Sir Francis Drake Boulevard will close its doors to make way for a new $33 million academic building at College of Marin. That taqueria served chicken skin burritos. I ate in there once. They were so racist. They hated people so much that they served you chicken skin burritos. But, of course, all of the pimply faced white children who went to that school were afraid to say one word to the angry illegals who worked behind the counter. I never went back. And their idea of building a new academic building, of course, wouldn't be for anything in the sciences. It would probably be something in the theater. We have a local high school here who raised money for years and then built a performing arts theater. While China is building up its knowledge amongst the children in science, mathematics, engineering, and computer technology, the moronic idiots who run the schools here in Marin County spent millions of dollars to build a thespian palace so the children can dance around stoned out of their mind in leotards. That's their idea of what the children should be learning here in Marin County. And back to now of Sutra 2 of the Old York Times. Let's see what may be of interest to you. At the Washington Post, chief struggles on footing. I have no idea what that is. Europe seeks more taxes. Well, that's part of the Holy Grail, more taxes, in order for Obama to go to Myanmar, beyond the sea, on Air Force One, in order for Hillary to run away from the Benghazi hearings on Air Force One, in order for Mrs. Obama to go on her vacations, and in order for all of the Democrats who want us to pay more taxes in order to enjoy their holidays as grandly as possible, certainly we need more taxes. Spain's push for investments. Prime Minister, I wouldn't. Would you invest in Spain? Let's see what else we have. New York City decides to extend gas rationing. Really? I thought that Governor Christie and President Obama solve the problem after Hurricane Sandy. I know that I saw the large one. He's actually on Saturday Night Live, a parody of himself. Chris Christie has become a parody of himself, almost in a way that's refreshingly parodic. New Jersey, the governor, Chris Christie, makes appearance on Saturday Night Live. People are still having to put up with gas rationing. Their houses are not redone. Areas are still flooded. But Governor Chris Christie, who went out there with Obama, has the nerve to go on Saturday Night Live. So let's play clip five and listen to it.
I'd like to thank the Red Cross and first responders. I'd also like to give a special thanks to my lovely wife, Mary Pat Christie, who's here tonight, who put up with a husband who had smelled like a wet fleece for the past 3 weeks. I also do not want to thank the reporters that put themselves in danger, you know, by walking into the middle of the hurricane with their cameras. We don't need you to tell us there's a hurricane. We have windows.
Okay, turn it off. This is idiotic. This guy is not fit to be governor. He's not fit to be anything anymore. He's fit to be a parody of himself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy has basically imploded after the hurricane. Are these people so out of touch with reality that he thinks that's going to increase his popularity by going on a show watched largely by people who were stoned on medical marijuana? I don't understand this. I don't understand what they're thinking. Okay, whatever. Let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. Joseph in New York, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this past weekend, Obama gave a speech in which he said that those that hire illegal aliens should be severely penalized. And then he went on to say that illegal aliens that have not committed any crimes and are just working should be given a path to citizenship. I'd like to know why the Republicans haven't made a big issue about the hypocrisy of Obama's statement.
Well, first of all, there is no Republican Party. If you haven't learned that by now, if you haven't seen the wisdom of Michael Savage's statement dating back to 1994, that we have an oligarchy with a one-party system, the Republicrats or the Democrats, who shift places every 8 years, you'll understand the answer to your own question, yes?
Yes. But why don't the Republicans...
That's it. That's all. There's your answer. The Democrats use the illegal aliens for votes. The Republicans use the illegal aliens to change beds and hotels and to do the agricultural work that no one else will do and run the factories. You go in factories which used to be run on the lines, and I've worked in a factory. I'm not saying I did it for long. I hated it. The worst job of my life was working in an ice cream factory in Long Island City, New York, when I was in college. I hated it. It was the worst job of my life. But there were people in the factories, even at that time, who were American citizens. No longer true. Most of our factory workers are not American citizens. They're illegal aliens for a number of reasons. Now, think about what would happen if they're working here illegally, taxes were taken out of their check and it was sent to Obama so he can afford to fly to Burma on a more regular basis. Think how that would help. Cordell Mosuri, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
No, it's Cordell Donaldson from Kansas City, Missouri.
All right. Sorry about that. The call screener didn't get it right, but I got it right now. What's on your mind?
First of all, you know, I got so much ammunition, I don't know where to start.
All right, hold on. You got to limit it to one piece. This is not your show. It's mine. Don't mean to be rude, but give us your best torpedo.
Play this, please. First of all, when did this become your beautiful country? How do you discover that? That's just like me going out
here. Oh, it's my beautiful country because I love it. It's my beautiful country. You mean it's your beautiful country?
No, it means it's the Native Americans and the Hispanics that was here first before you.
Yeah, I heard that malarkey. Yeah. I read the Native. Why don't you give them your house then if you have such a bleeding heart view of it all? Why don't you give them your house and possession since you stole it from them?
No, I didn't steal it from them. You know, the Caucasians stole it from them.
The Caucasians stole what from who?
You came over here and landed on them.
I came over here? No, my grandfather came over here. No, excuse me, sir. My grandfather came over here and worked his heart out till he died at 47 so he could bring his family over. You're mistaken who I am.
No, I'm not mistaken who you are. I listen to you all the time.
But wait a minute. If you hate me so much, why do you listen to me?
Limited to one. Now you want to have a conversation now, or are you going to
ask you a question? If you hate me so much, why do you listen to me every day?
I don't hate anyone. You know,
that's good. Okay, we're on the first basis together. Good, which is that you're a Bolshevik, and I'm not a Bolshevik, but you don't hate anyone, which is good. A non-hating Bolshevik is a good start. But the fact of the matter is, not every American who lives here stole anything from the Native Americans, nor is everyone in this nation who has anything an individual who benefited from the slavery of Africans, which is another big lie.
You did. You go get the strongest people on earth to build your country, and then you work for 300 years.
Whoa. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? How could you walk around with such hatred in your heart and such a misconception of reality? You are obviously so brainwashed, there's no way to talk to you. All the subsequent waves of immigrants who've come to America have benefited from African slavery, and they all owe them reparations?
Yeah, you do. Yes.
Well, you have a black president, you have the heads of almost every department in this government of African-American heritage, that's still not enough?
Scenario as well. If you got more than 3%...
You're not hearing a word I'm saying. That's another problem you may have, which is not listening to a word anybody says. So you're telling me every subsequent wave of immigrant that's come to America has benefited from African slavery, and everybody owes only the African reparations. Is that correct?
Owes us. You know, just Caucasian race. You're the only one knows. We work for free.
What about the Africans who have come here since slave times and have benefited from the works of the Africans who were enslaved? Should the African immigrants also be forced to pay reparations?
What do you call us? Well, I mean, you know, I get confused.
Wait, you're not answering the question. Look, sir, you know, you're dealing with a man who has a PhD and has written 28 books. You're out of your league. But if you want to stay in the big leagues, try to answer a question, or I'm just going to hang up on you and never listen to you again. You'll never call the show. Let me start again. See if you can follow a paragraph. You are alleging that everyone in this country who is of Caucasian descent or is a Caucasian owes the African reparations. Is that what you're alleging?
We're not African. We're a whole different breed.
You're changing it again because you don't want to answer a question. That's the game you've played all your life, which is tricking people with your slick tongue. So I'll start again. How about Africans who've come to this country over the last 20 years? Do they owe African Americans reparations?
First of all, I'm not an African American. I'm American because I was born here, just like you.
But you're not answering my question. If you won't answer, I'm going to hang. Hey, listen, Johnson. If you won't answer my question, I'm going to hang up on you. So I'll say it again. Would African immigrants who've come here over the last 20 years, who built a life for themselves without begging anybody for anything or demanding handouts, because most of the Africans I know work very hard and they don't have a chip on their shoulder and demand that everybody pay them something. Those are the Africans I know that I've worked with. Should they also pay reparations to you?
Why should they pay reparations? They didn't come.
Okay, the guy's too stupid to have a discussion. You know, there was a philosopher who wrote that the definition of hell is a place where there is no reason. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for dragging you into hell. When you have an individual who you are trying to reason with, who does not have the fundamental capacity to reason because he doesn't have the fundamental ability to use logic, you are fundamentally living in a state of hell. And so therefore, we will no longer talk to people who cannot reason. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Here's a bit of traffic. Southbound 280 at Alamany Boulevard. Hit and run accident. Looks like it's blocking a lane. CHP is on the way. Southbound 280 connector to southbound 87. We still have that accident. Still blocking the right lane. Injuries involved. Emergency crews are there. We still have heavy traffic on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. It all started because of people trying to get to the Niners game. Well, now it's just an ongoing backup. Westbound 80 slow from Gilman to the Maze. Bay Bridge toll plaza slow. Heavy into San Francisco. Dave Fowler, KSFO.
For over 60,000 California foster children, the holidays can be an especially difficult time.
Sometimes I feel all alone.
Christmas used to be my favorite.
I just don't expect anything.
To help, Sleep Train is holding a Secret Santa toy drive to benefit local foster children.
What if Santa can't find me?
I really never had Christmas.
The simple gift of a stuffed animal, doll, game, or toy can help make a foster child's holiday merry and bright.
I've been very, very good this year.
Bring your gift of unwrapped books, toys, and games to any Sleep Train. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
It's just what I always wanted.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Become a Secret Santa for a foster child. Bring a new unwrapped toy or gift to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
Hurry in for the Sears Black Friday event. Save up to 50% on appliance doorbusters. Doors open Thanksgiving night at 8 p.m. Only Sears has all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands. This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears.
Your impromptu business trips are the pits for your pooch. Don't worry about calling your neighbor. Get half off 2 days of daycare or 2 hours of indoor playtime at Barca Lounge Indoor Dog Park and Doggy Daycare. Thanks, SweetJack.com.
The YP.com website is your local search engine. If you're looking for a good restaurant, it can help you find the right one nearby with ratings and reviews. Or if your car breaks down, you can use the YP app to find the closest repair shop. Or maybe you're just looking for something to do on a Friday night. Well, it has great local coupons for all sorts of things in your area. No matter what, when, or where, if you're looking for something, YP Local Search can help you find it. So go to YP.com or download the app to search local, find local, and save local.
The nation has spoken, and now it is official.
4 more years.
I know this is a tough day for a lot of us.
They are taking these projections and saying it is done.
African Americans felt like the president was disrespected throughout much of his term.
What happens in the next 4 years will happen here.
Two huge pieces of legislation were passed on purely party line.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
So the push by the Bolsheviks for higher taxation is, of course, you know, what the Obama-Stein League is pushing right now, which is somehow if those who have more had less, then those who have less would have more, which is a lie. Let me give you one example. This article that's in the New York Times, which shows how executives lived in the 1950s. Let's focus on one aspect of it, which is yachting, because I'm a boater. So it says in 1930, they're going back years before, Fred Fisher, who built the body by Fisher for General Motors, cruised around in vessels 235 feet long. J.P. Morgan had just built his fourth Corsair at 343 feet. Today, meaning 1950s, 75 feet is considered a lot of yacht. One of the biggest yachts launched in the past 5 years is the 96-foot Ronda III, built and owned by Ingalls Shipbuilding. Cost $500,000 to build, and the annual bill for keeping a crew aboard her, stocking her, and fueling her runs to around $130,000. That's in the 50s, right? But they said the average corporate executive at that time has a boat that is, quote, 40 feet, that drives four people and costs $40,000, and that the executive was quite happy in it. Now, let's look back at the golden age of the 1930s when yachts were big and crews that were necessary to run these boats cost an awful lot to run. Those were jobs. They still are. When you kill the boat business, as Obama is going to do, as sure as I'm sitting here, it happened once before, all the boats that are built in America will no longer be built here. All of the crew jobs will disappear. The few manufacturers who are left who still make parts for yachts, the Caterpillar Corporation who makes the engines, the Cummins Corporation who makes engines for yachts, will probably suffer and go out of business to a great extent. You will lose jobs. You will lose manufacturing that's scarce in this country. You will lose an entire industry. This is what happens when you tax an industry to death. This is something that the people on the bottom cannot understand. They think like children do. I was once a child. I know how children think. But I became a man, and now I think like a man. When I was a child and I was sitting in my father's car going to work when I didn't want to go to work on the weekends, and I didn't like going to work, I glorify it in my book, Train Tracks, because looking back, maybe there was some charm in it. And I suggest you read the book to see some of the charm I saw in the child labor in Train Tracks. But I would sit in that car, and as we drove into Manhattan, I would try to imagine things. I imagine everything imaginable that went on in those apartments as I drove by. I had the mind of a filmmaker, a film director, storyteller, story writer, and I still do. But the fact of the matter is, the child sits in the car and says, wouldn't it be nice if there was no money? I used to think that when I was 7 or 8 years old. And if I wanted vegetables, if I owned a butcher store, I would give him meat for the vegetables. And the candle maker would give candles for the vegetables, I thought. That's how a child thinks. And unfortunately, we are being run by children in the United States of America. And demagogues like Nancy Pelosi and Barack Hussein Obama, who speak to people as though they are children.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you? Blue Monday. Got to work.
It is the Savage Nation. Welcome to the program. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. We're sailing into Thanksgiving. Everyone's basically in holiday mode. Even Obama has fled the country to avoid the Benghazi hearings along with our so-called Secretary of State. They initiated the Arab winter. And, of course, the Arab winter's blown up in their face. There is war everywhere, bloodshed everywhere. It's looming, but it didn't stop the morons in America from reelecting him, and we have to live with it. To some, he's Obama-stein. To others, he's just fine. I'm in the former category. Perhaps you're in the latter category. My mind is on the pilgrims in Turkey. I don't know what your mind is on, but I've started by reading the front page, which I call Sutra 1 of the Old York Times, and we touched on many different stories in the first hour. And many of you have been calling us at 855-400-7282. I'm not going to reread the stories. I have not yet gone to the next newspaper in my Open News Monday show. So let's go to the most idiotic newspaper in America, a once-beloved newspaper, a newspaper that once stood for something, a newspaper that once chronicled life in and around this beautiful city of San Francisco that has become not only a shell of its former self, but let us say something less. So there's no mention, for example, of the war in the Middle East instigated by George Soros' money and Brzezinski's architecture and Obama's and Hillary's instigation. Instead, in wake of crime spree, one suspect still at large. And then the article, as usual, writes about a manhunt, wild car, police shooting, with no picture and no description of the perpetrator for obvious reasons. Because unless the perpetrator looks like, blonde and blue-eyed, he's not shown in any of the local newspapers. Unless the suspect looks like a blonde, blue-eyed SS officer, the geniuses in this and other newspapers in America that have gone out of business fundamentally, well, the newspapers are very much like the United States of America. They're bankrupt but still functioning. That's the interesting part. So unless the suspect of a crime looks like Timothy McVeigh, he's never described. So that article. GOP misfires an effort to elect young guns. This they're salivating over. One of their failed reporters who no one ever heard of writes, young guns that the Republicans sought to get elected lost virtually across the country. And as a result, they're now positive that America wants Bolsheviks and Bolshevism. They don't want anything to do with patriots and patriotism. Okay? They're convinced that they have a mandate and that Obama won in a landslide, which is a lie. Next page, two again, Jews bad, Palestinians victims. They show a mourning Palestinian weeping over a dead relative's body. Missile strikes kill civilians in Gaza City. This, of course, comes from the dark minds of those in the Associated Press for whom there has never been an evil Palestinian or a good Jew. So that we're used to now. And, of course, the Israelis have finally decided they didn't want to go into the ovens again and that maybe it's time to defend their women and children from those who would like to drive them into the sea and kill them all. Page 3, Sutra 3 of the local newspaper on the Savage Nation, you can call me on these or any other stories, 855-407-282, is a picture of our dear leader in Rangoon, Burma. Now, I don't know why they're still calling it Burma, because it's really not Burma, is it? I thought it's now Myanmar. The politically correct name of the country is Myanmar, but yet this newspaper continues to call it Burma. For reasons I don't understand, this is almost a demerit in the lexicon of journalism. A girl with a funny hat welcomes President Obama with flowers as he and Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, Wright, arrive at the airport in Rangoon, Burma for an unprecedented visit. Of course it's unprecedented. They've gotten out of Dodge to avoid the Benghazi and the Gaza story. Now, Benghazi and Gaza are words that fit quite together, but Benghazi and Gaza were caused by both of these two characters hiding in Burma. I do hope that they enjoy the food. Wright's group accuses troops of supporting attacks. What's this? A leading international rights group on Sunday accused Burmese security forces of supporting some of the brutal anti-Muslim violence last month. Anti-Muslim violence in Burma? What? Human Rights Watch said soldiers in some parts of western Rakhine State tried to stop Buddhist attacks and protect Muslims. Oh, so in other words, there's a war in that country where Muslims are trying to take over this Buddhist nation and convert it into an Islamic state. And because the Buddhists are fighting back to preserve their thousands of year old heritage, they're now suddenly fascists. I see how it works. Can anyone explain to me why the Bolsheviks and the news media are so in love with Islam that the Islamists who they love do things to women and homosexuals and liberals that are unthinkable and unmentionable? Why do they love them so much? Why even in Burma do they find Buddhists defending themselves as violent and Muslims who started the war by trying to take over Burma as the victim? Can anyone explain that to me? Don't try. The reason I ask you not to try is because there's no answer to the puzzle. There's only one adage that works. Liberalism is always a mental disorder. That's the only thing that works. Let's take a few callers on the Savage Nation. Let's go to Rochester, New York. Rick, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, listen there, man. It's a pleasure to speak to you. I was just listening to you talk to a clown, and he couldn't put a smile on his face. He couldn't get his words out, only because he didn't have anything to back up what he was saying about reparations. I hear that all the time, man. I was registered Democrat until I had got sense and sensibility instilled in me. You know,
Here's the thing about reparations. Who do you give them to? Do you give them to Oprah Winfrey, who's worth billions of dollars? I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? You give them to Al Sharpton? You give them to President Obama? Who gets the reparations? And who pays them, by the way? Those who came here in 1647 or those who came here in 1947? It's insanity to talk about reparations.
I take the black race, and I happen to be black. You know, and I'm quite sure there's a couple of other nationalities that I'm blended with. However, you know, there was, in the Civil War, there's more white people that died for us, for our liberty and our freedom and ability to ride a bus, to read a book. What do we do today? We go to the library just to fight. We used to be, in Rosa Parks days, they used to jump right in the front of the bus and they said, well, you have to ride in the back of the bus. What do we do today? Ride in the back of the bus. First thing we do, and fight on the bus. You don't. They don't want to take time out to read. They don't know how to dress. And then reparations.
Here's the thing. This is the thing to remember. Slavery was a great insult to all of humanity. Let's start with the basis, the basic reality. It was a great insult to humanity, a horrible uprooting of a people, and a blemish on humanity's soul. Let's start with the basics. But how many hundreds of thousands of white men died to make it simple, to free the slaves? Should those families who lost a breadwinner also be granted reparations? Should the families of the lone soldiers from the Union Army, the common foot soldier, should they somehow research their past and find out that when the boy who went to war or the man who went to war didn't come home, the family fell on hard times? Should they also receive reparations? This is utter nonsense. Let's take the Chinese. The Chinese were brought here as virtual indentured servants or slaves. We know that they built the railroads on the West Coast, and they built them in slave-like conditions. Do you ever hear Chinese people asking for reparations, Rick?
Nope.
Why don't the Chinese ask for reparations? They put it behind them. Their grandfather slaved and scrimped and saved. The next generation did better, the next generation did better, and the next generation did better. That's the American way. It's not belly aching and telling the other guy that you owe them a living, that they owe you a living, rather.
And I agree with you tenfold.
Well, I'm going to send you a copy of an immigrant story. It's called Train Tracks. That's me. I'm an immigrant son. It's the story, my grandfather's picture is on the back, because he's the astronaut of the family. He never took a dime from anybody in his life. He worked hard and passed it on to his, you know, passed nothing on. There was no inheritance to his son, my father, and there was no inheritance from my father to me, except the greatest inheritance. You know what the greatest inheritance was? A very tough upbringing where my father taught me that work is the only salvation. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
This Thanksgiving, you buy the turkey. Let Joseph A. Bank take care of the dressing. With 60% off all suits, sport coats, and outerwear, and 40% off almost anything else in the store. Then, take an extra 25% off your total purchase of $150 or more. Now, through Wednesday only, that's 60% off the regular price of all Joseph A. Bank suits, sport coats, and outerwear, including our luxurious cashmere top coats and leather jackets. Works collection not included. And almost everything else in the store is 40% off regular price. Then, we'll take an extra 25% off your total at the register when you spend $150 or more. Gift cards not included. So make this your best-dressed Thanksgiving ever. Now through Wednesday only at Joseph A. Bank.
10 locations downtown and Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street. Also in Mill Valley, Palo Alto, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, and in Brentwood.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here again to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, with the holidays around, you're kind of looking for that gift, the perfect gift for someone, and Ovation Cell Therapy has it. It's the Ovation Cell Therapy gift set, and it's from the good folks at Ovation. It includes the complete advanced formula of Ovation Cell Therapy System, along with their new volume enhancer, thermal protectant, and the brand new Ovation Vitamin and Extracts for healthy hair and scalp. This is the complete system to take your hair from broken, brittle, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, thicker, shinier hair within the first few washes. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, you're out doing your Christmas shopping and you keep getting grabbed. Your hair's getting grabbed because people think it's tinsel. Yeah, your hair needs a makeover, and Ovation Cell Therapy has exactly that for you. Go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
Life can be unpredictable, and sometimes you just can't get to everything that needs to be done. You're overwhelmed. I know it. You're like I am. Well, backing up your computer files, admit it, you haven't gotten around to it. Well, do what I did, my friends. Get Carbonite Online Backup and do it immediately, because Carbonite backs up your files automatically so you don't have to worry about it. Anytime you're online, you're connected to the internet, Carbonite is continually and automatically backing you up. $59 for the entire year. You get unlimited backup for your computer. You get access to all your backed up files from any computer, any tablet, even any smartphone. Plus, Carbonite has plans to back up all of your computers for your small business. I use Carbonite on every computer I have, every laptop. Go to Carbonite today. Use my offer code Laura, and then you'll get a free trial. No credit card required. Plus, you get 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Laura.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Continuing with Open News Monday on the Savage Nation and the inanities and insanities of the lunatics in the stenographic profession, which was once known as journalism, we go on to Sutra 5 of the San Francisco Chronicle, and we get to the religion page, which is all edited now by anti-religion haters. It's interesting to me how the religion departments and religion pages have been taken over by the most atheistic vermin in the country. So here's a story from, again, the Associated Press. Santa Monica in legal fight over nativity scene. And they show some horrendous, evil man who belongs in a mental hospital with a sarcastic face with his hands crossed as though he's a host on MSNBC. I'll never understand that posture for media people, with the hands crossed like you're some wild creature, you know, some tough guy. And they show an atheist who is suing the city to make sure that nobody ever looks at a Christmas scene again. And they say didn't have to go to court to push Christmas out of the city of Santa Monica. He just joined the festivities. The atheist's anti-God message, alongside a life-size nativity display in a park overlooking the beach, ignited a debate that burned brighter than any Christmas candle. Santa Monica officials snuffed the city's holiday tradition this year rather than referee the religious dispute. prompting churches that have set up a Christmas diorama for decades to sue over freedom of speech violations. Their attorney will ask a federal judge Monday to resurrect the depiction of Jesus' birth. The city is seeking to dismiss the suit. It's a sad, sad commentary on the attitudes of the day that a nearly 60-year-old Christmas tradition is now having to hunt for a home, said Hunter Jameson, head of the nonprofit Santa Monica Nativity Scene Committee, which is suing. Missing from the courtroom is the verminous man and his fellow atheists who are not parties to the case. Their role outside court highlights a tactical shift as atheists evolve into a vocal minority eager to get their non-beliefs into the public square as never before. Now, that's an interesting statement unto itself. This country was founded on freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. And yet here we have the most disgusting degenerates in the country imposing an ethos of non-religion upon those in America who rightly have a right to practice their religion. And yet, this is what goes on in the country because we're living in these times. And so in 2011, this vermin recruited to others to inundate the city with applications for tongue-in-cheek displays, such as an homage to the Pastafarian religion. So he made a mockery of Christianity, in other words, in order to turn Christian beliefs into nothing. Most of the signs were vandalized, and in the ensuing uproar, the city effectively ended a tradition that began in 1953. The Santa Monica Nativity Scenes Committee argues in its lawsuit that atheists have the right to protest, but that freedom doesn't trump the Christians' right to free speech. Amen to that. They say if they want to hold an opposing viewpoint about the celebration of Christmas, they're free to do that. But they can't interfere with our right to engage in religious speech in a traditional public forum, said William Becker, attorney for the committee. Our goal is to preserve the tradition in Santa Monica and to keep Christmas alive. Good for them. 99% of Americans would agree with that, whether they be Christian or not. But this is what happens when you have degenerate drug addicts posing as atheists. You see, here's the thing about atheists. It's a religion unto itself. Atheists believe in nothing. So if you believe in nothing, then you believe in something, which is nothing. So if you believe in nothing, you try to impose your religion of nothingness upon those who believe in something, which is either Jesus or another religion. See how that works? But you need reason to understand reasonable statements. What else is in the American newspaper of no value whatsoever? Turning the paper, hearing, I think I'll move it over here. Let's go to some callers. Dallas, Texas, KLIF, Debbie, welcome to the Savage Nation.
This insanity of granting amnesty to illegal aliens is discrimination against legal taxpaying citizens. It is not a diverse program because our country border.
Debbie, we have argued, Debbie, this has been my issue since 1994. The hospitals have been destroyed and decimated. Some have gone bankrupt in the border states because of the illegals who are using it as for primary care without paying a dime. Who pays for that? You do. Who pays? I've been in emergency rooms, unfortunately, with some injuries and accidents over the last few years. Every time I've gone in there, God bless them, there's an illegal family, 5-6 people. The hospital has to bring in translators, and they have to give them, if a child has as much as a runny nose, as simple as a runny nose, they're giving them gold-plated medical care for free. Do you think Obamacare will end that access to the emergency room for non-citizens? What right do they have to steal the hospital, the values of the hospital for a runny nose? They don't. But this is an example of what has been done under the guise of compassion. It's out of control. We know that. There's nothing more that can be said about it. Pizza holdup began, deadly spree, suspects still sought. Well, there's no description of the perpetrator. Oh, there is. He's a white man. I'm sorry. In this case, the perpetrator is a white man, so there's a picture of him. That's right. I'm sorry. I didn't see that. I wasn't looking carefully enough. Jailing people without a trial. Oh. San Francisco's trying to crack down on naked perverts who are walking around in a largely gay Castro district with no clothing on and sitting with their disgusting, dirty bodies on chairs in public places. So even people who live in the neighborhood who may be of the same sexual orientation have said enough is enough with these sickos. We don't even want to sit on a chair in a public space after these degenerates sit on it. And they're saying that that's freedom of speech to sit on a public bench naked. jailing people without a trial, open forum, chronic inebriate court. So the city's now trying to crack down on the drunks, the disgusting, filthy drunks that are all over San Francisco. You got to see something. If you really want to see something, it's like Calcutta, but worse. Because in Calcutta, the untouchables are considered untouchables. In San Francisco, the untouchables are considered not untouchable, but somehow a superior oppressed class. Answer the question why. Because liberalism is a mental disorder. They're calling them lifelong drinkers now instead of rummies on the Bowery or drunks. They're calling them lifelong drinkers now.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The Alameda County DA has decided not to file charges against a man who tried to go through security at Oakland Airport with a suspicious watch. The man convinced authorities that the watch was a piece of art that he'd given to several of his friends. We're back to our old habits, racking up debt on credit cards again. Credit reporting agency TransUnion says Americans are in deeper debt in the third quarter of the year than they were in the same period a year ago, and they were also less diligent about making payments on time. Taking a look at KSFO traffic, the latest in accident northbound 880 as you approach Highway 80. Third lane from the left is blocked. Couple of cars involved in this. Now, traffic is still heavy trying to get to the bridge. Starting to unwind on the upper deck a little bit, sluggish on the incline, but still backed up to the foot of the maze with the metering lights on, trying to get onto the bridge itself. And we have a stall westbound 580 Eden Canyon. Looks like that's off to the side. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
So the pricing was right, the car was right, the color was right, everything was right.
Tan from Hercules found her Mercedes waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ. You can too. And during their 50th anniversary event, shop over 400 new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. Are you currently leasing a late model luxury car? Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ for a free appraisal, and they may pay off your lease and write you a check for the equity.
The website was very convenient. It saves you time. The pricing was very competitive.
Shop online at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com or see Mercedes-Benz of Oakland and Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco at the San Francisco International Auto Show in November.
Anyone could afford it. Even a student right out of college could afford it.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
Hi, this is Barbara Simpson. Recently, I was thinking about carpeting my home, and I did some research to find a carpet company that offered exceptional services, quality of work, and, of course, pricing. I looked into national chain stores and big warehouse operations. I also checked out references through Yelp. Finally, I located the company that met my requirements and more. I called Carpet Contractors.
Hello, this is Dimitri Botitis from Carpet Contractors, a family-owned company doing business in the Greater Bay Area since 1975. In our showrooms in San Francisco and Richmond, you will find a remarkable selection. Being a smart shopper is a necessity. This is why Carpet Contractors has created mobile showrooms. We'll bring our warehouse to your home or place of business, saving you time and money. We have the largest inventory in Northern California, ready for immediate installation and hundreds of rolls of closeouts at discounted pricing. Please visit our showroom, check out our website at carpetcontractors.net, or allow us to come to your home or office and give you a free estimate.
Call today, 415-933-9999.
Weekdays at noon.
But there is a cost to this kind of campaign. They said anything they needed to say to win.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I wouldn't be proud of winning that way.
It is the Savage Nation. I'm speeding by here. It is 34 minutes after the hour everywhere in America. I can't give you the time because the show is heard from New York to from Maine to whatever, across the country. So I can continue to read the newspapers because it's actually very interesting to me to see how psychotic they have become. And so the district attorney in San Francisco, who is always on the side of the criminal, the inebriate, the drug addict, and the drug dealer, is saying that we have no right to take the bums off the streets because we're jailing people without a trial. In other words, it's good to have a bum puking on the street. It's good to have a bum exhibiting himself to your girlfriend as you go by. It's good to have somebody trying to assault you verbally or with bodily fluids. That's Jeff Adachi's fundamental point. That's freedom. That's freedom of expression to the ultimate Bolshevik. Jeff Adachi is the San Francisco public defender. Now, there's a big difference between being a public defender and somebody who's totally crazy and takes the side of the offender at every turn. Big difference between being a public defender, Jeff, and a public offender. And you, my friend, have been a public offender for a long enough time. Time enough for questions. They go on with now a new stadium in San Francisco. Just what the city needs is yet another stadium. Another stadium. There's not enough sports in the city. They need more sports. Okay, sports. Again, men with tight suits showing their buttocks, running around with pigskin in their hand. I'll flip over that. I skip the sports pages. Guys throwing things in the air. Don't look at it. A net over their head, another sport I know nothing about. Another man with a piece of wood in his hand or an aluminum thing. I turn over that one. Next is the guy with the hockey stick. I go past that one. Wow, the whole thing is, look at this, a whole section. Men, why are men obsessed with sports? I can see playing the games. Well, what do you get off watching men play games? I don't understand that. What's in it for men that they watch other men play games and they get excited by it? Or grown men walk around with jackets with the name of a team on it, like they themselves are personally winning a game because I don't know how that works. I went through that phase when I was 11. I also went through my gambling phase when I was 11. I played cards. And I bought a little roulette wheel, set it up in my house. I think I made $8, and I went through my gambling phase. I read that gambling is a phase people go through when they're going through prepubescence. But some get trapped in it their entire life. I guess the entire city of Las Vegas is built upon people trapped in the 11th year of their life. Let's see, what else do we have? Is there anything more humorous than reading a paper on the radio? Not humorous, it's sardonic, whatever. I find it entertaining. I don't want to just do the internet anymore. Nurses to walk out over benefits and patient care. Again, another strike? Another strike. But where's all the money supposed to come from? Just charge the illegals $25 every time they come in with a cold or a flu. Then the nurses could go on another vacation. 855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number for anywhere in the United States of America. All right, I'm going to break down and go to the internet. It's time to go to the internet. Let's start with the site I look at first in the morning next to my own email, which is the Drudge Report. Hamas leader dares Israel to invade. Or are they making a mistake? they're making a real mistake. Poll says 45% would rather opt out of Christmas. Anti-Thanksgiving event sparks controversy on campus. Judge denies nativity displays at Santa Monica. That I read to you already. A TSA says cakes and pies are subject to additional screening at the airport. That's interesting, cakes and pies, because that's so American. I mean, what's more American than apple pie? So that's that way Big Sis can now stick her fingers in your pie, in addition to stripping nuns in wheelchairs at airports. She can now ruin the apple pie you're bringing to your nephew. Let's see what else. They got whiter and more male. The lunatic who runs the Democrat in Florida, the one with the hyphenated fake name, both names fake. Democratic National Committee Chair, the lunatic, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, said the Republican Party got whiter and more male, while the Democratic caucus is majority, minority, and female. Take a good look when the House convenes after this next Congress is sworn in at what our side of the aisle looks like versus what the Republican side looks like, said the Viper. I mean, they got whiter and more male, and we now have a majority, minority, and female Democratic caucus. First time in history, said Wasserman Schultz at a discussion hosted by the Emily's List, a left-wing fanatic group known for supporting pro-abortion female candidates. She said when women run for office, Democrats win. Well, it worked for Imelda Marcos. It worked for Nancy Pelosi. It certainly worked for you, Wasserman Schultz. Then she goes on. We have to double down in 2014. We've got to make sure we recruit more women for office, because it's not just a slogan that when women run, women win. They do. And when women run, Democrats win, said Wasserman Schultz. So let me ask you something. Are women necessarily kinder, gentler, and more benign and better leaders than men? Is that what she's implying? Or it's just that physically there's a reason to elect women? What is the actual rationale for electing women? Does anyone have an answer to that question? I don't quite understand it. I mean, I love women. I love my mother, love my wife, love my daughter. But what do you mean women? What makes a woman sacrosanct? Take a look at this woman, for example. What in the world is wrong with her? This is one of the most, well, let's let it go with that. This woman is an embarrassment to women. Let's put it to you that way. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is an embarrassment to women, is the only thing I can say. But there's no question I can ask you about it either. So we'll go past that story. I don't want to get stuck in it. It's like an intelligence test I took when I was a kid. They told you never get stuck on any question. Remember those 1,000 question tests? You got puzzled like on question number 39, and you were warned in advance, if you can't answer a question, don't get stuck on it because all the test goes off. I just got stuck on a statement, they got whiter and more male. It was like a bad intelligence test. Because again, liberalism is a mental disorder. Just look at her eyes. If you were to take the eyes of Debbie Wasserman Schultz from a front shot, and you were to go into the archives of mental institutions, I'm sure you could find the daguerreotypes on the internet, of photos from mental asylums from the 1870s, 80s, and 90s, somewhere. And you would just compare the eyes of Debbie Wasserman Schultz on the left side with the daguerreotypes of mental patients in the 1880s, 1890s. You get the picture? I mean, that certainly would work for me. Relaxed Hillary on last tour. Attorney General Holder to stay on job for about a year. No kidding. I really believed he was going to step down. Ron Paul, very big candidate at one point. Secession is a deeply American principle. Don't call me on secession. Please, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear it. That's like Governor Moonbeam. I don't want to hear any more about secession. It's not happening. It's not the ex-Soviet Union where the Ukraine seceded from the Soviet Union and became the Ukraine. See, the Ukraine was once a nation called the Ukraine, and they had a national language called Ukrainian, and they had national icons, they had national identities. And so therefore it made sense for the ex-Soviet Union to collapse, and individual nations that existed for a very long period of time became nations once again. We don't have such a history here. We have dialects, we have local traditions, but we really don't have individual nations within the United States of America. At least I see it that way. Cops, hunter shoots down animal rights group camera drone. Interesting. Study says chimps experience midlife crisis. Spain to offer residency to foreigners who buy homes. Yeah, okay, we'll go to the next website. There's nothing on any site right now. I just read the Drudge Report, which I look at every morning. The main story is Hamas leader dares Israel to invade. Let's pray that the Israelis don't take up their dare, because then the pages will be splattered with more pictures of civilians who they use as human shields. It's sad to see dead Palestinian children and women, but everybody knows, everybody in the Middle East knows that they use their women and children as human shields. Everybody knows that they put their weapons factories near mosques, in schools, near schools. They understand the game. And without men like Wolf Blitzer in the media, you wouldn't be seeing these photographs on such a regular basis. Let's go to the next website, michaelsavage.com. Broadwell filled with guilt and shame over Petraeus affair. My heart bleeds for her. Both parties' tax plans would add to the deficit. Petraeus schools the White House. Obama may have known about Petraeus affair before the election. No kidding. May have. That's Reuters. That's a given that he knew about it. Here's Feinstein the Fixer. I call her Feinstein the Fixer because her mascara is running in this picture, much like any clown who's gotten away with so much for so long that she's laughing that she can't. She's getting away with so much. She continues to get away with it. She's pretending to care about Libya. Now, this is the same woman. You remember the Ruby Ridge hearings when Danny Weaver's son and wife were killed by the FBI sharpshooters at that time? Do you remember who ran those hearings? It was none other than Diane the Fixer Feinstein. So here she's being called out again with her poker face to say, we'll get to the bottom of this. And you know what the report's going to say is, while we don't know who did it, who covered up Benghazi, we can guarantee you this will never happen again. That's the conclusion, my friends. You're living in a false sense of democracy. Underneath that on my website is a story from the other day that is worth mentioning again. Medical supply giant Stryker is the latest company to announce major job cuts. My headline is, idiot supported Obama and now cuts jobs. He's an inheritance case, an idiot who didn't build the business, so far as I can tell. I think his father or grandfather built the medical giant Stryker. And now they're cutting 1,170 jobs, even though this moron, John Stryker, who inherited the money, he has a net worth at $1.2 billion. He gave $2 million to the Priorities USA Action Super PAC, that's Obama, and gave $66,000 in contribution to Obama and the Democratic Party. Ask yourself why an inheritance case who supports Obama and is now laying off 1,170 people. I don't know what question to ask. I'm flabbergasted. I have no question to ask at all. I have no question to ask at all, because there's no question to ask. There's only one answer, which is that liberalism is a mental disorder. But my headline is a little different. It's just what it is on the website, and it says it like it is. Idiot supported Obama and now cuts jobs. Make it so simple that everyone can understand it. California governor steps over environmental laws to railroad farmers. Oh, yeah. Yeah, old Governor Brown, the environmental expert, is making certain that there's no environmental impact study done on his railroad to nowhere to make certain that the federal money that's coming from your tax base to fund the railroad that nobody will ever use. They may use it to transport watermelons, I suppose, from somewhere in the Central Valley to somewhere else in the Central Valley. But that railroad, in my opinion, will likely never be used by anybody. But it's going to be worth billions of dollars in contracts, which the unions very much want. Occupy doctor arrested with bomb-making chemicals. A doctor who was with Occupy protesters at Zucchini Park. Well, you get the story. There's a picture of students, so-called students. It says, college is about striking balance between work and play. And they show a picture of drug addicts screaming in a fraternity house. And my headline is, students, quote-unquote, of drug, sex, rock and roll is America finished. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that one. I also went to college. I also partied. But I also held down two or three jobs after college. I don't know where these kids get their money from. French take the streets to protest against gay marriage. They made it sound, the Associated Press, that they were protesting for gay marriage. But no, there were near riots in the streets by groups opposed to socialist President Francois Hollandaise and his plan to make sure that gay marriage and gay adoption goes against the French Catholics' will. Here's how you can listen to the Savage Nation. On the bottom left of my website is a beautiful map of the country. You click on it, you click your state, and you find out what station I'm on, which is great. In about a week, I'm going to have a big new announcement to make. And now, finally, here's the best part of my website. Top left, from New York Times best-selling author, Roll of the Drums, Michael Savage, Train Tracks, Family Stories for the Holidays. Click here for a free reading sample. featuring dozens of never-before-told true tales drawn from Michael Savage's journey from poor immigrant son to media star. Train Tracks is an instant classic by America's favorite storyteller. So if you want to get a book for the holidays or give a book for the holidays, I heartily recommend Train Tracks by yours truly. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
My name is Michelle.
And I'm Devin.
And our story is real. My 9-year-old daughter and I lost our home in a fire. The impact on our lives was devastating. While we recover from our loss, my biggest challenge has been covering the basics, finding a safe place to live while continuing to provide my child with nutritious meals. In the meantime, Devin and I rely on the healthy food we receive from our Bay Area food bank. My name is Michelle.
And I'm Devin.
And we're your neighbors. Please give generously to your local food bank at BayAreaHunger.org.
If you're looking for cash, then get up and head on over to Cash Creek. You see, it's the season with a reason to get out and harvest some nice, crisp green. So come to Cash Creek, where you can rake in the cash, now through November 25th. All of our lucky players will have the chance to gather piles upon piles of cash. Our branches are heavy and ready to drop. Every day from 6 p.m. to midnight, every hour on the hour, some lucky player will bag $500 cash. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, there will be three cash drawing winners at both 7 and 11 p.m., where each winner can rake in up to $2,000 cash. Now that's a cash windfall! And it's just one of the many reasons to postpone the yard work and head over to Cash Creek. Because money can grow on trees, you can rake in the cash only at Cash Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit CashCreek.com for more details.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
He wakes up, snacks.
sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The military goes on as he's hiding in Burma, along with the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who orchestrated the burning of the Middle East. There are four generals who have now been fired, and all on very spurious grounds, fired to quit, because the Bolsheviks need to purge the military in order to continue with their master plan. Tomorrow we have a lot to look forward to in America. Gloria Allred, or some would call her another name. There's no point in calling her names. The name itself is laughable. Is going to hold a press conference tomorrow with Jill Kelly's twin sister, Natalie Kawam, which should be very, very interesting because Natalie Kawam's ex-husband has major contracts with the U.S. government in areas of defense, which you don't know about. You're not going to hear about it tomorrow. I'll explain more about it tomorrow. It explains why Kelly was a groupie for generals. And there's much more to this story, by the way, than meets the eye. And you're not going to pick it up from the newspapers because they don't dig deep enough. They don't want you to know the truth. But I'll give you a hint of it right now without boring you. Jill Kelly's sister, Natalie Kawam, okay, has a business partner who builds top-secret weapons for U.S. military, is my headline to you. You haven't seen this anywhere else, right? And it's a very important story that I'll get into tomorrow, but he's working on electromagnetic pulse technology, one of the military's most controversial and secretive research programs. His research background seems a little bit at odds, doesn't it, with the tawdry sexual details of the Petraeus sex scandal. But I believe that his patent work as a physicist explains in great detail why Jill Kelly and her twin sister were military groupies. They weren't just doing it because they got off on guys with brass on their uniforms. They were doing it because there was money at the end of the rainbow. And you heard more about that than you probably ever wanted to know on the Savage Nation. Obama, of course, left the country during Benghazi. That's a call I don't need because I said it about 15 times tonight. Instead, I'll read to you from my free newsletter, Savage Newsletter. This is a free newsletter, by the way, that you can get by going on to michaelsavage.com and signing up for free. And so here's what the newsletter was sent to people today. Here's what it said. Michael wrote, "What can you say about the media's coverage of Gaza and the attacks in Israel?" Savage asked rhetorically, explaining, "They've used fake pictures of injured Palestinians on CNN's Anderson Cooper, or as I call him, Anderson Blooper, the most disgraceful human being in the history of the American media. But the Old York Times is in a class by itself. You see," I wrote, "the racinated Jewish liberals are the most anti-Israel people in the media, and that's what the New York Times is about. It's run by the Sulzbergers." Then we also read on the front page of that paper that we didn't let an Iranian ping pong player into the country. So America, therefore, by definition, must be racist. I don't want to get into Petraeus right now. We all get it. Obama lied, people died. Except to say that Susan Rice should be fired, if not in prison right now, for lying to the American people. By the way, did you know that if you lie to a federal official who is questioning you under oath, you go to prison? Just ask Martha Stewart. But here is Susan Rice being protected by the thug in the White House. Obama's going around saying, "You wanna? You're going to have to come through me." I'm surprised he didn't wear bling when he said that. So she lies to the American people and gets away with it. And why not? We have no opposition party in this country. I'm Michael Savage, and I approve of my own newsletter. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. James in New Hampshire, go ahead, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Mike. Nice talking to you finally. I just started listening to you a few years ago when I was delivery driving during my summer job and was always excited when I could take a delivery.
We have 44. Ho. I have only 40 seconds. What's your point? Please fire away.
How did Alan West lose to that dirtbag Murphy? What does that say about our country if a war veteran
loses? It says that a military hero had the election stolen from him by the corrupt Democrat machine under Wasserman Schultz because America hates heroes and loves anti-heroes. America hates cops and loves criminals. America hates Christmas and loves atheists. Everything is upside down, except in my world, it's the other way around. I'm sending you a free copy of The World as It Should Be. Train Tracks talks about an America when it was still sane. My world. My world where it's perennially a perfect world. All in Train Tracks. This is The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Savage Nation. I'm not going to use the O word for as long as I possibly can. In fact, I'm conducting an experiment today on the Savage Nation to see if I can avoid using any word with an O in it, especially a word that begins with O and ends in an A, because frankly, I'm O-8 out. I've had enough of this. He is not a Democrat. He is a radical. And so therefore, we will not talk about anything that begins with an O. I'll do politics, don't get me wrong, there's an awful lot of politics. But let me tell you about a beautiful moment I had on Sunday, because I needed a break from all of this. I went to Wendy's, a drive-in restaurant, and ordered some food. I was with Teddy in the car, and it was between lunch and dinner. I was trying to save my appetite for a dinner. I had promised three of my friends I would take them to dinner Sunday night. I figured I'd be, you know, anxious to get together with people by then. But as the day rolled on, I didn't want to even wait for dinner. I was hungry, and I'm so tired of restaurants. I had my little dog with me, so I drove to Wendy's, and I went in the line. You know the drive-in line? I know what he likes. I get him a junior burger, no salt or pepper. They're 99 cents each. And she says to me, with cheese? I said, yeah, give him the with the cheese. He's not allergic. He doesn't get any reaction to it. Me, I said, I want a grilled chicken sandwich. Keep the sauce on the side and give me one of those incredible fish burgers. And, of course, the fries. The whole thing for me is about cheating on my diet and eating French fries. And, by the way, give me ketchup, lots of it. In fact, I know a man, 93, who died last year who lived on ketchup and a few other tomato-based products, but that's a separate story. So I get the burgers, the fish burger, the chicken burger, the fries, the dog burger. I'm so famished to eat this stuff, I don't even drive out of the parking lot. I start munching on the fish sandwich. I'm slurping down the fries as fast as I can eat them. And Teddy is sitting there like a little prince on a right side there on a towel. You know how dogs will jump and run around looking for food? Not him. He just sits there waiting for it. And I start peeling off pieces of the junior burger for him while slurping on the Diet Coke. And he eats the burger. He eats the bun. You know, it was one of the best meals I've had in the past year and a half. It's one of the most peaceful moments I've had in a couple of years, sitting there in the parking lot of Wendy's, eating a hamburger. Do you ever do this? Would you expect Michael Savage to drive to a fast food restaurant and eat in the parking lot with his dog? Well, I did. Do you ever let your hair down like this? I, for one, was reluctant to sit in the parking lot with the dog and eat a burger. As I was sitting there, I was embarrassed, and I said to myself, should I be sitting here like this? I imagine, would Donald Trump drive to a Wendy's on his day off with his dog and have a fish burger? Then I thought, well, who knows what Donald Trump does to let his hair down. It's a loaded statement, by the way. Surely he must let his hair down at some point, but that's his business and that's his life. I ate in the parking lot of Wendy's. I'll tell you what else I did over the weekend in case you're interested. If you want to call on that, I guess you're as crazy as I am, but I also ordered a train set for myself. Now, I wouldn't say it's a second childhood. Don't think so. I always loved train sets as a kid. I had an American Flyer train set. I never forgot it. I loved laying on the rug and seeing the train come at me with the light on, with the smoke coming out of the stack of the loco. I haven't had a train set since the kids were young. In fact, I haven't seen a train set since the kids were young. And I went online and I looked them all up. I bought a starter set I know I'm going to get the train buffs now, which is fine. I really don't care. But I got a train set, the Three Rivers Fast Freight Set from Lionel. Highly recommended. Ready to run O-gauge electric train set. I set it up on my rug, lay on the rug with my dog, and watch the train go by to trigger some memories of my own about the train tracks that run through my mind from childhood through where I am right now. Let's take the callers right now. Texas, Jerry, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael, I know you're very health conscious, so am I. I was wondering and surprised when you mentioned you drank a Diet Coke. I think they all...
Oh, I drink Diet Coke on a regular basis. It's a wonderful drink. The aspartame doesn't bother me at all. In fact, it has a slight antidepressive value to it that I studied about 30 years ago, 25 years ago when it first came out. It's a fabulous drink. No harm at all in a little aspartame.
What about your pancreas? It's not affecting the pancreas or the liver?
I don't know. I haven't heard from them in a while. What is it supposed to do to my pancreas and liver?
Just polluted and pancreatic cancer.
You think it's related to diet sodas?
Yes, sir, I sure do, and it makes people fat.
Well, let me ask you something, Jerry. Since I have no pancreatic problems yet, and I have no liver problems yet, and all my values are pretty good on the liver function, my S-gut and whatnot, what leads you to believe that Diet Coke, diet sodas in particular, are harmful to those?
Just things on the Internet that I've checked out and also discussed with my nutritionist here in East Texas.
Well, you see, here's the thing. Unless I see hard evidence to prove this, I can't agree with you. It's nice to believe that if we eliminate diet sodas and go to a pure health diet, we're going to live forever. But you know that that's not true. It's certainly good to get rid of toxins in our diet. I've been writing about it and doing this for most of my life. But as I say, how can the occasional diet soda hurt you?
It may not. I didn't, you know, occasionally, possibly. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't drink six of them a day. I mean, would you expect me to go to Wendy's and have a fish burger?
That really surprised me, too, but I've had them, and they are pretty good every once in a while.
Oh, my God, I got to tell you. And I feel that the fish itself, the codfish inside the jacket of the fried jacket, makes up for the fried jacket and the white bread. I got to tell you. But, you know, hey, Jerry, you know how often I must do this? Once a year, if that much?
Yes, sir.
See, I normally get away with this on a road trip. If I drive to L.A., I love stopping in McDonald's and eating the junk food. I love the fries and the burgers, right, and the Diet Coke. There's something magical about driving in a car and slurping on a soda. But I haven't taken a road trip in well over a year. I was overdue. So that's why I sat in the parking lot at Wendy's with my dog yesterday and enjoyed the burger. I got to tell you, it tasted better than all the restaurants I've been in over a year. You see, I got you to laugh. You feel good. That's the main thing. You feel good. That's the nice part. And, you know, I want to leave you with one thought before I take my first break here on the show. Do you know that feeling good while eating is perhaps as important as what you're eating? How many of us are eating, quote-unquote, healthy foods and feeling like crap? Or eating healthy foods and we don't feel good from eating the foods because there's no gustatorial value in it, okay? You want to start talking about food, I'll tell you about food. I'm a movie nut, and one of the things I love doing more than anything is searching for movies at night. So I stumbled upon an old Turner Classic movie on TCM, on their archives, called Mafioso. It was one of the finest black and white movies I've ever seen in my life. I know there's going to be a run in it now. I told three friends about it. 1962, Italian director, Italian actors. But there's a couple of scenes in it set in Sicily, where the lead character goes back to his homeland with his wife and kids because they never met his mother and father. And they serve them food, right? Sicilian food. When I watched that scene in Sicily of that Italian family serving food to the visitors from, I guess they were from Naples, and a huge plate of spaghetti with black squid ink comes out, you know, the Nero sauce, which is very hard to get in America. I mean, you can get it probably in Little Italy for sure. And in San Francisco, it's as hard to find as almost anything. To find that sauce in San Francisco is as hard to find as an honest sheriff. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever, and there's never been a better time to buy. Worldwide diamond prices have gone up. The Jewelry Exchange has a large stock of diamonds at the old prices. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy solitaires for $18.90. 1 to 2-carat non-certifieds are just $9.90 per carat, and 1-carat studs are just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of GIA diamonds, guaranteed the lowest price. We have the hottest designer lines in micro pave, invisible, and platinum, and 7-size while you watch. Diamond floating heart pendants with 33 full cut diamonds are $99. 4-carat diamond and amethyst pendant and earring sets are just $99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
The holidays are here again with parties, family gatherings, and plenty of picture taking. And you want your hair to look its very best when you're all dressed up, right? Nothing works better than Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore your hair's natural beauty and healthy appearance.
Ovation is 100% guaranteed to grow your hair stronger and stop breakage naturally. In no time at all, your hair will look thicker and healthier and feel stronger with all the natural luster and beauty you remember. So do your hair a favor this holiday season and try Ovation Cell Therapy.
Look your best this holiday season with Ovation Cell Therapy. Buy a set for you
and give a set to a special friend on your holiday list and save on both.
Ovation makes a great holiday gift.
Order your Ovation holiday gift set now before they're all gone at OvationHair.com. That's OvationHair.com, and be sure to enter KSFO at checkout to receive a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023, where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion, literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you, and there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Savage Nation, if you missed my opening, you missed the high point in the history of talk radio. And I'm not going to review it. I mean, from Wendy's to train sets to the dog to you name it. I touched on it. But I want to go back to a few of the topics in the next few minutes. The first and most important one is not the movie Mafioso, which I'm going to get to, because the food in it was unbelievable. And, you know, it makes me understand how deprived we are of real food in America. That's the point I'm making. You remember the great filmmaker from the 50s and 60s, the Greek filmmaker whose name escapes me, I'm sorry, who did America, America. I know him. He's like on the tip of my tongue. But he used... Huh? Kazan, Ilya Kazan. He used not actors when he did America, America. He used plain Greeks off the street, and they turn out to be great because most people are good actors. In fact, I have a friend who's a famous producer who said to me that anyone with an IQ over 80 can be a great actor. I mean, there's really nothing to really being a fine actor. So in this movie, Mafioso, done by an Italian director back in 1961, 62, you see the faces of these people in Sicily, simple country people. Their faces you don't even see anymore. They don't exist. Everyone's face has become contorted by television, by movies, into faces that aren't even human anymore. If you think the smiley face is the correct human face, you're mistaken. That's not a normal human face, the smiley American face. It's a fraud. The real face would be seen in a movie like America, America, or Mafioso, by the way, or other graphically black and white documentary kind of movies of what people really look like. Nevertheless, the food comes out. And when he visits his relatives in Sicily, he says, Auntie, did you make this spaghetti and sardines that I love? Yes, I did. That kind of thing, right? And then they bring out, as I say, my favorite was the plate of spaghetti and squid ink. It's called a Nero. And I called three of my friends who own Italian restaurants. They said, we can't even get that squid ink because most of the squid comes in clean right now. We can't even get the ink. One of them said he can order it for me from Monterey unclean. Then he's going to get the ink for me. Although he doesn't make his own pasta, he can just pour the ink into the sauce rather than pouring it into the wheat as they make the noodles, okay, which is the second best thing. The point I'm making is you want to see real food, see a movie like that when food was served, let's say, in a peasant-y country way when people really knew how to eat. You go in a restaurant today, you're not really eating. It's a different experience, but nevertheless, that's the story. So I felt deprived as a result of that and had to cook my own dinner. But the movie is a knockout. This movie was made 8 years before The Godfather, and it is about a real Godfather, as opposed to, let's say, the Marlon Brando with the tissues in his jaws. This guy was so frighteningly realistic, grandfatherly. You have to see the movie, that's all. If you like the genre, you know what I'm saying? I mentioned it to my literary agent. He said, no, I love the genre. I'm going to look at it. Then he told me to watch Miller's Crossing, and I have not used the O word once, which I think is a miracle. There's no need to even mention O's name because everybody knows who O is and that he's a radical. Everybody knows he's not a Democrat but a radical. And so I don't have to even say the O word. I mean, O blocked the Texas voter ID law because he needs illegals to stay in power. How much clearer does it have to be that a president would go against a sovereign state? We're going to intervene on behalf of illegal aliens. To me, that's an illegitimate government. To me, it's impeachable. To me, him and Holder should be impeached. That's why I won't mention the O word. Let me cool it down a little. I feel like a truck racing down from the High Sierra at 109 miles an hour. I need to slow it down to 79. I may have to pull into a sand stop on the side of Highway 80. I've been up to the Sierras in a couple of years. God, I used to love coming down off 80. You come off a peak of, 6,900 feet, maybe even higher, and you start descending back into the Sacramento Valley. It's a long, slow descent, and you see some of these monster trucks racing down, and, you know, God forbid they lose control of that truck. The highways always had a sand pit stop on the right side every few miles for out-of-control trucks or cars. I always thought that was so sensible. And, you know, it always showed me that there were people who had such vision in this country that they could even plan for a thing like that, for an out-of-control truck and how to stop it on a highway coming down off a mountain. How did we wind up in a country with an imposter like this in the White House who commits one insult after another, one day after another, and he doesn't get impeached for this? Where is the opposition party? Oh, don't let me finish this paragraph, please. In the UK, it has become a new fascist government unto itself. Did you know it's illegal for people to wear crucifixes to work in England? Did you know that that's what it descended to? Oh, yeah, the Muslim can wear a hijab, but a girl who wants to wear a crucifix, it's illegal in the New Britain. In fact, they're taking two women to the European Court of Socialist Criminals to make certain that nobody could ever wear a crucifix at work again in England. That's what England has become under these degenerate leftist wimps who have turned their country over to the enemy. And let me tell you something, it's not too far behind in this country. How has the entire West descended to this level of gangsterism where all of the leaders in the West are either corrupt or weak or compromised? How has it happened? Tell me how this has happened. Where are we the people? Where the heck are we the people that we let such horrible things to go on a daily basis? It's unheard of. It is unheard of. But then again, it's one man's opinion. That's why I bought a train set, which will arrive in about a week from a store in the East. And that's why I ate in Wendy's parking lot yesterday a fish burger and a chicken sandwich grilled, no sauce, with French fries and lots of ketchup, and gave my dog two junior burgers with cheese, if you don't mind. If you care to comment on these stories on the Savage Nation, you know the number, you know the website, michaelsavage.com, you know the stories. Do you have the answers? I have my answers. They may not be your answers, but we'll take your calls. Arab Spring gives way to Mideast energy revolution. Discovery of untapped natural gas in Mediterranean Sea creates power struggle between Mideast countries. Oh, I see. That's what it's all about. Oh, really? Soros knew there was energy sources in the Mediterranean, and he felt by backing some of the dictatorships that were emerging, he would get access to their untapped natural gas. Oh, it all makes sense to me. Sorry. I didn't understand how Dr. Evil saw the whole world. Sorry. I see the picture now. If you want to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. And if you want to make another billion, you got to break a few countries. And I'm going to read to everyone listening to this show, and I hope it's disseminated throughout the internet, from Zechariah 14:12. This is what the prophets wrote in the Bible. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the peoples that have warred against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their sockets, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Those are the symptoms of a nuclear strike against the people, the enemies of Israel. I'm telling you as I stand here that the Bible prophesied this day that is coming. Any wonder that I ordered a train set over the weekend? I mean, I don't think I'm going through a second childhood, but when you have your mind on the world's problems day in and day out, and you see the whole Western, all of Western civilization under such an assault, by such phenomenal throwbacks, with weakness at every turn, everywhere you turn, here we have the most powerful military on earth being beaten by a ragtag bunch, not because the men aren't tough, not because we don't have the weapons, but we don't have the guts to use the weapons that we have. And when you see a country like Israel, it looks to me like I don't know how Israel can survive. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Do you...
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler from Shop Talk 560 KSFO. An investigation is planned into whether the California National Guard is investigating complaints about sexual harassment and racism as required by law. The National Guard Bureau will start the probe in about 3 months. Antivirus company co-founder John McAfee is still on the lam and online. He has reportedly blogged 11 times in the past 3 days, writing that he wants to make sure his story isn't blown out of proportion. A Los Angeles Animals Rights group is claiming that butterball turkeys headed for the Thanksgiving table were mistreated by the company. North Carolina law enforcement officials are investigating. KSFO traffic, have an accident northbound 280 Lawrence Expressway. It looks like a couple of cars blocking the off-ramp there. And eastbound 80 still stall on the lower deck. Keep in mind some happy 49er fans going to be headed for Highway 101. Look for heavy traffic near Candlestick Park. I'm Dave Fowler, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You all have heard of the Federal Reserve announcing a new round of what they're calling quantitative easing. Well, that's a bureaucratic way of saying they're going to print a whole lot more money. That means down the road, we could have major inflation problems in the United States because we have more money floating around. Well, Regal Assets wants to remind you that the last time this happened, we ended up seeing gold move up 17% in value and silver went up 90% in value over 7 months. Well, once again, metals are on the move. It's time to start thinking about rolling some of your retirement savings into precious metals. My friends at Regal Assets, they have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, 800-253-0922. You get all the information. You end up getting the Smart Money Magazine 20th Anniversary Edition. You can also go to regalassets.com. Call Regal Assets today. That's 800-253-0922. Regal Assets. Tell them that Laura sent you.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hello, I'm Dimitri Botitis from Carpet Contractors.
Hello, Dimitri. It's nice talking to you again. This is Barbara Simpson.
Hi, Barbara. It's such a pleasure hearing your voice during your program. I've been meaning to call you and thank you for your recommendations and kind words for Carpet Contractors.
Well, Dimitri, I didn't do that much. I just spread the truth about Carpet Contractors. Before I recommended you, I did my research, compared you with the big box companies, and read all of your reviews on Yelp. All of those people couldn't be wrong. I liked what I read about Carpet Contractors, the years you've been in business, and the stars in your ratings. I also enjoy promoting local, family-owned businesses such as Carpet Contractors. Good luck to you.
Barbara, we're thankful to you and to our customers throughout the greater Bay Area.
Carpet Contractors, serving contractors, apartment owners, and designers since 1975. And now, Carpet Contractors is open to the public. For all your flooring needs, call Carpet Contractors at 415-933-9999.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And when you see a country like Israel, it looks to me like I don't know how Israel could survive. I don't understand it. They're surrounded by the most demonic, hateful individuals on the planet. I mean, so, you know, I sit in the parking lot and eat a chicken burger yesterday with my dog and I have a moment's peace. Maybe that's the answer for me at the end of the day. And maybe the answer for you is to also tune out of some of this, because I know that people are tuning out of politics. They can't take it. Their hearts and their minds are snapping from it. You think I don't know what's going on? You think I think that the old days of talk radio are still here where people want to hear the realities of what's going on? Up to a point. Up to a point, and then you have to live a life. Everyone knows that. But if you're going to sit here day in and day out and just scream about it, no one's going to listen to you because there's only so much anybody could take. So just as I need a break from it, you need a break from it. So lucky for me, I had a huge life before I started in radio. And I think that there's a limitation to how much you want to hear about the big O word or the big R word. It's enough already. If you don't like Obama, you have good reason. He's not a Democrat. He's a radical. Let's make it real simple for the average man. Okay? He's not even a Democrat. I could live with a Democrat because there have been conservative Democrats through time, incidentally. This is not a Democrat. This is a hardcore 60s radical who has never changed, never grew up, still stuck in that reality, and the party elders are afraid to rein him in because he won't listen to them. I can't control for these things. It's out of my hands. So that's why I told you I ordered a train set over the weekend. I did. I went online. And I didn't even know what to... Where is it? I'm looking for the order. I put it somewhere. I didn't know what to order. So I went to the Lionel train set thing, and I got myself a set. Can you imagine? I'm going to lay on the rug with the dog. Tracks and the lights and the smoke coming out of the engine. Who knows? Maybe it's the mark of old age and senility. I really don't care one way or the other. I've actually wanted to buy a train set, but my kids grew up, and I figured it would be embarrassing if I got a train set. If it's the only thing you do after a certain age, then you know you're in trouble, that you're senile. You're ready for the depends. If you're laying on the floor watching a train set, okay, you may as well just hang up your shingle. You know what I mean? You know, old golfers never die. They just lose. You know what? Right? You know that joke. Well, old talk show hosts never die. They just lose their mics. I mean, we could say that one is too. Let's make that bumper sticker up. I have a tracking number at Pennsylvania Railroad, the Pennsylvania Berkshire train. Comes with a powerful 284 Berkshire and the new Lionel fast freight set. Pulls an impressive number of cars. A four-bay hopper hauling coal. Flat car with generators chained to the deck. A one-of-a-kind Pennsy power and light tank car. And a colorful porthole caboose. In addition to a powerful 80-watt transformer, the set includes all the fast track needed to make a deluxe figure eight a layout. I don't know. It seems to me like more fun than buying a new car. More fun than my boat. You know, I don't know what it is. Who knows? Maybe I just want to withdraw into my own imagination. Who knows? You know, I've given up watercolors. I can't do them. I have no talent whatsoever. Sad. I mean, I have the whole set that I got in Florida and I was painting. You know, at a certain point, you got to realize what you can do and what you can't do. And I've known for years what I can't do. I cannot play a musical instrument. I cannot paint. So why must I do it? Why do I have to improve myself, I ask myself? Why can't I just have a couple of drinks and watch television at night? I'm writing books. I'm doing a daily radio show. I walk a dog. I mean, how much more does a man have to do? I ask myself every day. And yet, we live in a country where every man thinks he has to improve himself until a day he takes his last breath. For what? Who's watching? What am I trying to prove? Who's looking at me? He is looking at you, kid. Anyway, here we are in the Savage Nation. We're talking about very important things and very insignificant things, including eating a hamburger in a parking lot of Wendy's with my dog and ordering a train set. You can do what I'm going to do right now. I want to go to michaelsavage.com, and I want to see what's up there, because I work on it from the morning. I get up. You know, I actually love getting up. I actually enjoy getting up. The first thing I do, what do I do the first thing I get up? I do push-ups. That's the first thing I do. Most days. Lately, I haven't been wanting to do them, but I do them most days. I hate it. I hate doing push-ups. I hate them. It's worse than cod liver oil when I was six. And then I do some barbell work for the arms because, I mean, there's nothing worse in a man than a soft arm. Well, okay, we'll leave it at that. But you see, there's medication for the other problem. There's no medication to make your biceps hard. You can't take a pill and make your biceps hard, can you? That you have to do the good old-fashioned way with dumbbells. It was regard to the other part of your anatomy. You know, you could be lazy and you could still be, right? So therefore, So I do the dumbbells. The next thing I do is I stumble into the kitchen. Well, I walk into the kitchen. I got to let the dog out into the yard. Then there's another dog I have to let out in the yard, the other maniac. I pray to God he didn't leave me a surprise by the door. The Havanese with Teddy. Oh, what a mess that is. God, housebreaking a dog. Don't get me started. Never again. No more. I love them. They're like people. But at a certain point, I mean, you know, my father knew how to housebreak a dog. I got to tell you, this new age housebreaking doesn't work. You spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars with techniques, and it doesn't work. My father, rest his soul, knew how to housebreak Tippy. He did it in exactly 2 training sessions, and he never studied it. You see, it consisted of rolling up the Daily News, and at the first sign of a dog dumping in your living room, he took the dog's face and rubbed it in it, and smacked him on the butt and screamed at him as loud as he could, and said, "Don't ever do that again." And then rubbed his face in it again and hit him again. That was the housebreaking, and it worked. Now they the therapy and the call PETA, and you're liable to make them into an erotic peer if you yell at them. It did make him into an erotic peer. He never peed in the house again. Ever. Never. He never lifted a leg again. Well, he did once on Fat Al's foot, I got to admit. But that was a special occasion. When the 400-pounder sat in the living room, I told you that story. I don't want to get into a childhood story. God, why were men so colorful in those days? Where have they all gone? Why are men so bland with shorts today? Everybody turns to like bland suburban white men with no personality. Everyone's in perfect shape. They're thin. They bicycle. They row. They exercise. They eat right. They have a cereal for breakfast, and they're bland as a toastie without honey cream on it. I don't understand it. Where are all of the wild differences in people that used to exist? And that goes back to the movie I watched over the weekend. I got to drift into the movie again. I got to tell you about it before we forget it, and before we get into the whole train set, before we get into all of that stuff. Honest to God, that movie, it just stuck in my mind. I'm searching for a movie. I hit Turner Classic Movies. Thank God someone collected all of these movies. They're amazing. And they reissued a movie from 62 called Mafioso. I happen to love the genre. So they were saying, there's a guy on TCM who does the introductions who I like. The older guy is backing him out. There's a young guy, Mankiewicz, who must be the son of the old director, Mankiewicz. He's really very good. He has a nice persona. He knows what he's talking about. So this guy Mankiewicz talks about it. He says it was reissued, the movie Mafioso, and it was a movie that they say led to The Godfather that we know in 1970, right? With the Brando and Pacino and the James Caan movie. So this is a black and white, low-budget production, and it takes place in Milano to start with. It's a Sicilian man who's a factory manager who is married to a blonde lady, a Nordic, and he has 2 lovely little daughters. And he's going home to Sicily for a 2-week holiday to visit his parents because his wife has... He left Sicily to better his life, which he did. He's a factory manager. And he's going to go home to visit his parents because she never met them. Before he leaves, I'm not going to give away the plot, he's called into the room of the factory boss who says to him, "I want you to deliver a package to... Don so-and-so in the town in which you're going back to." He said, "We both come from the same town in Sicily. I want you to visit Don Pedro, and I want you to give him this package, and you got to deliver it to him personally." So you know already there's a plot line that's going to be followed. Now, this movie is if you look it up on IMDb, it's a comedy. They say it's a comedy drama, which is very interesting. It's not a comedy drama. It's a drama, but it's lighthearted. Because he's a lighthearted character. He's one of the greatest Italian character actors of his time. Now, if you like black and white movies, which I do, I love it. I always loved Ilia Kazan. These scenes, again, in the Sicilian town where he goes home, where the food scenes alone are worth watching this movie. But wait, before I go, before I stop talking about the movie, I don't know why I'm going on and about it. There's another scene in here. I don't know how to say it to you without giving the plot away. There's about a 7 or 8 minute scene, maybe a 10 minute scene in New York, in Manhattan. Manhattan, circa 1960. The Manhattan I remember. The Manhattan when I was young. The Manhattan that no longer exists. And those scenes of driving down Fifth Avenue in an open Cadillac convertible and some of the seedier hotels and whatnot are astonishing in their documentary quality and the graphic nature of the film and how it evolves, okay? So for those reasons alone, I highly recommend this movie. And I don't even have anything to do with the any of the people. They're probably not even around anymore. I just want to talk about what I'm enthusiastic about. You know what the first rule of radio is? Do you know what the first rule of talk radio is? You want to hear it? I learned this when I first started. If the host is enthusiastic about something, the audience will be very interested in it. If the host is not really enthusiastic about it, no one will listen to you. They're not going to take you seriously. And that's why I've been so successful all these years, because when I get into a subject, you can tell when I'm really into it, right? Rarely do I get up here and I'm not connected to what I'm talking about, whether it be about the big O word, whether it be about politics or the dog or cars or whatever, or food. I'm really there because I'm a very passionate individual in the subject matter that I discuss. I would never discuss something I know nothing about, nor would I discuss something I'm not really interested in, because in 2 seconds you know I'm telling you a pack of lies. So there it is. If you care to talk about any of these topics, please don't call me. I'll be right back.
Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
For over 60,000 California foster children, the holidays can be an especially difficult time.
Sometimes I feel all alone.
Christmas used to be my favorite.
I just don't expect anything.
To help, Sleep Train is holding a Secret Santa toy drive to benefit local foster children.
What if Santa can't find me?
I really never had Christmas.
The simple gift of a stuffed animal, doll, game, or toy can help make a foster child's holiday merry and bright.
I've been very, very good this year.
Bring your gift of unwrapped books, toys, and games to any Sleep Train. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
It's just what I always wanted.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Become a Secret Santa for a foster child. Bring a new unwrapped toy or gift to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So what happens to your finances if the fiscal cliff hits on January 1st? I'm Brian Sussman. I'm concerned about it. How about you? One guy who could help with all this is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor. The Bush tax cuts could vanish. Estate taxes drastically changed. Automatic federal spending. Well, these cuts could affect jobs and services. We could be looking at a fiscal tsunami. The question is, are you and your investments prepared? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, Pat Vitucci can probably help you. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check out don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming seminars. Pat Vitucci at 800-472-8305.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I'm going to begin by talking about wine. And the reason I'm going to start by talking about wine is that it's something LRBA will not record or rebroadcast for the violent hordes around the world who love to listen to this infidel. And the reason I'm going to talk about wine is because I enjoy wine once in a while, and I found a red Bordeaux. I guess it has to be. Yeah, a red Bordeaux that, unbelievable. If I give you the name of it, I won't be able to buy any more of it, so I can't give you the name of it. I'm gonna hint at it. I'm just going to say it's my favorite since I've been a young man, which is Saint-Emilion. Saint-Emilion has always been my favorite wine, even when I was a young teacher in New York City. There used to be a French restaurant. It's gone forever. It was redeveloped, knocked down. Somewhere on the west side around where the Irish neighborhood was, the Westies were over there. There was a restaurant. I say, after I would teach, I'd walk over there alone. I was always a loner, come to think of it. And, you know, there was no such thing as friends after a certain age. You know, when you have friends in the first grade through the sixth grade, then when the hormones kick in, there's no friends anymore. It's all associates and congregants, but there's no friends, particularly in a highly capitalist society. There's no such thing as a friend. It's mutual use, that's all. But since I don't need anybody, I choose to be alone. I mean, when it comes right down to it, that's the truth. So I go to this French restaurant. I was a poor teacher, but I used to splurge once a week on a French meal by myself. Now picture me sitting alone. I would have either a book or a newspaper, whatever I had, and I'd order the meal, a half a bottle of Bordeaux, and I'd sit by myself, and boy, when you finished after half a bottle, it was so beautiful, you'd walk out, you're able to take your life, you're able to take the subway. Speaking of being able to take it, I see that the kids today, there's an article out about how the kids are more comfortable in the digital world or the Facebook world than they are in the real world. They'd rather spend time online inventing fables about themselves than dealing with the hard knocks of life. So I don't know. What would you rather do? Deal with the reality of struggle, disease, rejection, loneliness, and foul breath? Or sit on the internet and make up stories about yourself and think that you're something you're not? How are these children ever going to hold a job? Well, the answer is they don't have to under Obamacare, because to age 28 they consider children. So this wine is an astounding discovery. It was $49 a bottle in a chain store out here, but I got it for $35 because if you have their card, you get a discount. It's worth about $350 a bottle. I got it for $35. I can't give you the name, but it's a sleeper that the minute I give it out, you'll wipe it out across the country. Silky textured, medium to full-bodied, hedonistic, lush, pure, and long, they call it. I don't like the word hedonistic. I don't like wine descriptions to begin with. I find it somewhat phony and a little indulgent. To me, a wine either tastes good or it doesn't taste good. Now, I can write an encyclopedia about what I mean by taste. To me, if it's very dry, if it's tannicky, if it has a nice aroma to it that isn't too, too berry-like, and I get no hangover, to me, it's a great wine. But the number one thing for me in red wine is tannins. And you want to hear something funny? I like high tannin content in wines, which is, you know, product of sandy soil. It's one of the reasons I've always loved Saint-Emilion and Bordeaux in general. You know that the California wineries I hate to say it because I'm from California, but the reason they cut out this wonderful taste of a tannicky wine is because women, they wanted more women in the wine world, and women don't like a tart-tasting wine. Everything had to become sweetish. Not Swedish, sweetish. And so therefore they went, the Chardonnays became creamy and undrinkable. So there it is. That's my whole wine talk. Thomas in Oregon, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, you're a go man, go Mike, go. You're on fire today. Listen, it's hard to be here. I want to make a serious comment because you keep cracking me up. It's, again, a pleasure to talk with you, and not only you, also your audience. I've been a listener since 2001.
It's what?
Hours a day.
I don't think I was born in 2001. No, yeah. I know. I was on in Oregon. Yeah, you lost your state years ago to the wonderful gals from San Francisco who fled San Francisco to infest Portland.
Listen, this is why I called. I have noticed a really increased intensity in you. It's very noticeable.
Is it good or bad?
Mike, it's very good. I've been wowed. And you've really done a change. And, you know, it is really kind of a continued passion about you. And it goes way back. I've listened to you for, what, 9-10 years now. And
wow.
You have these keen insights that you get to really quick, like about 3 days before, all the other media guys.
And they're all following the government media complex talking points. Doesn't matter whether it's Fox or CNN, it's the same exact message.
I was going to add the other thing, and that is your deep understanding of history. And
have too much of that, because then you're thought of as an intellectual, which is anti-American.
Well, let's talk about something more fun. I really digged your opening rock and roll music today.
Anything else? Any other requests? Let me go back to something you said that intrigued me, something that my intensity increased. When I came back on the air, do you felt an increased intensity?
Michael, what I mean is, we as listeners perceive you've been gone, but you came back, even more impassioned.
That's right. That which does not kill you makes you stronger, as they say.
Let's talk about a movie instead. I got a great movie for you.
Let's change it. I agree with you. Have you seen a great movie?
I bought 10 copies of this movie. I'm going to give them to my friends. It's a movie called Proof. Have you heard of it?
No. Tell us about it.
It's my favorite all-time movie. And
who's in it? Who's the star?
I forget. He's an Australian actor, I think. But anyway, it's about a...
Not the lady Australian actor who I'm crazy about. What's her name?
Maybe I forget the guy's name. I'm like you. I can't remember
there's
name.
There's one woman actor who I really think is so unbelievable. Every movie she's in, she's incredible. And I don't remember her name even. She's got, her teeth always show in the front. And not Naomi Campbell. I don't know what her name is. I don't remember their names. There's something about certain actors. But they're actors, that's all. Well, anyway, what's Proof about in a nutshell?
Well, it's about a totally blind guy. It's like our old buddy Vincent. And this guy can't see a friggin' thing. And he goes downtown and he buys a camera. And he walks around for 2 or 3 days taking pictures.
Mm.
And you got to ask yourself, what can a blind guy take pictures of? You can't even see what he's looking at.
Right, and what's the theme? What happens?
About a week later, he has to have a lady friend of his go through the pictures and describe to him, what he thought he saw.
Yeah.
And one of them, he says, describe it. And she says, well, there's a tree, and there's part of the sky. And he says, is that all? And she looks again, and she says, yes, that's all. And so he says, move on to the next picture. But in that one, there was a squirrel at the ground. That's what he heard. He was photographing sound.
Ah.
About half of them, he actually caught, his intended, thing on the film.
So the theme of the story is how intense the senses are of a blind person.
Precisely. And he was trying to capture things. And the takeaway message from this whole movie is, she says, well, why did you take these pictures? And it's a quote that stuck in my mind for 10 years. And it is this. It has said, I know that it's real because I have a picture of it. Or, I know it existed because I photographed it.
Right, but I sort of get it. But I think that the secondary theme is that a blind person has super sensitivities in so many other areas, right?
Or a blind person is not blind at all.
Ah,